This story is created by a parent like you, using Tailbot.
River's Remarkable Ride, a Disneyland Universe quest. A special bedtime story for River. Once upon a time, in a cozy little town not too far from the ocean, lived a 6-year-old boy named River. River had curly hair that shone like the sun on water, and eyes filled with wonder, always looking for the next big adventure. River loved stories about distant planets and magical realms where anything was possible. But most of all, River dreamed of visiting Disneyland, the place where all his favorite characters lived and where magic was real. One night, as River was tucked into bed, surrounded by his plush toys that resembled characters from his beloved stories, he whispered a wish to see Disneyland, not just in his dreams, but for real. As his eyelids grew heavy and the whispers turned into breaths of deep sleep, something extraordinary happened. A faint glow appeared in his room, growing brighter and brighter until it illuminated a figure standing at the foot of his bed. It was Tinkerbell, Peter Pan's fairy friend, floating gently in the air, her wings a blur of shimmering light. "River," she said in a voice as soft as the wind, "your wish has been heard across the realms. Tonight, you shall embark on a miraculous universe adventure where Disneyland is the key to unlocking wonders untold. Are you ready?" River, wide-eyed and brimming with excitement, nodded eagerly. With a sprinkle of pixie dust, they were both lifted off the ground, soaring out of the window and into the night sky, where stars twinkled like distant fireflies. They flew higher and higher until Disneyland's iconic castle came into view, not just as a landmark, but as a gateway to the universe. As they landed, River noticed that Disneyland was unlike he had ever imagined. The castle shimmered with a celestial glow, and the rides and attractions extended beyond the horizon, each leading to different corners of the universe. Tinkerbell explained that Disneyland was a magical hub for adventurers, and tonight, River would help her find the lost stars that kept the magic of Disneyland alive. Their first stop was the Enchanted Forest, where trees whispered secrets and the path was lit by dancing fireflies.
"Tailbot, tailor-made tales for your child's dreams."
Here, River and Tinkerbell encountered a challenge. A puzzle gate guarded by talking animals, each asking a riddle that River had to solve to pass. With clever thinking and a kind heart, River answered each riddle, unlocking the gate and finding the first lost star, glowing softly among the branches. Next, they journeyed to the Ocean of Dreams, riding a mythical seahorse and diving deep beneath the waves. Here, amid the coral castles and singing mermaids, lay the second lost star, trapped in an ancient chest. But the chest was locked, and only by showing bravery in the face of a gentle sea monster who guarded it, was River able to retrieve the star. The final adventure took them beyond the skies, to the moonlit peaks, soaring on the back of a majestic dragon. The third and last star was hidden in a crystal cave, guarded by echoes that replayed the fears of those who entered. River, with Tinkerbell's encouragement, faced his fears, finding courage in his heart and the last star in the palm of his hand. With all three stars collected, River and Tinkerbell returned to Disneyland's castle, where the stars resumed their place in the sky, brighter than before. The magic of Disneyland was restored, not just in the park, but in the heart of every child who believed in dreams and adventures. Tinkerbell thanked River for his bravery, kindness, and imagination. "You've shown that the true magic lies within us, in our hearts and dreams," she said. "Remember this adventure, River, and know that you're capable of extraordinary things." With a final sprinkle of pixie dust, River found himself back in his bed, sun peeking through his window, a smile on his lips, and a heart full of adventure. He knew it wasn't just a dream, it was a reminder that magic is real, as long as you believe and dare to dream big. And from that day on, River wasn't just a boy who loved stories, he was a boy who lived them, carrying a piece of Disneyland's magic wherever he went, ready for the next great adventure. The end.
Created by a kid and their parent using Tailbot. Click the link in the video description to create your own story.